June, Week 2, Monday, 1. 7 Skills for Qualified Employees in the 21st Century. Reading. Technical and technological skills will take on greater importance. There will be a growing need for people who can understand and fix systems, from computer systems to product distribution systems to plumbing systems. Visionary skills will be in demand. The ability to gather and absorb a wide range of input, then use that knowledge, understanding, and perspective to guide organization into future will be vital. Numbers and measurement will be important, of course, but smoothing the flow from month to month, from quarter to quarter, will be essential for highly profitable long-term performance. Practically every company will have to move away from today's obsession with looking ahead only as far as the next financial reporting period. Ability to organize will definitely be important in the corporation of the future. Everywhere there will be a need to organize something: resources, workflow, marketing mix, financial opportunities, and much more. All will demand high levels of organization and reorganization. Persuasive skills will be used in many ways by the corporation of the future. The most effective individuals will be those who know how to present information and ideas so that others can understand and support a particular position. Good salesmanship will be essential in many more interactions than we consider today, especially inside the organization. Communication skills, careful listening, clear writing, close reading, plain speaking, and accurate description will be invaluable. In tomorrow's fast-paced business environment, there will be precious little time to correct any misunderstandings. Communications breakdown may well become a fatal corporate disease. Ability to learn will be above everything else in importance, empowering people to grow in effectiveness and help their companies achieve desired objectives. Some of this skill is innate, but many people enhance their ability to learn and to relate different aspects of learning through college and university courses. We believe the liberal arts education experience will prove to be the most valuable type of education for tomorrow's leaders. The top employees of the coming century will be flexible, creative, and motivated toward making a positive difference in the world. They will seek balance, growth, and fulfillment in both their work and home environments. The corporation of the future must respond to these needs and desires. Otherwise, they will find themselves hampered by a lack of qualified people to accomplish the organization's work.
Tuesday, 2. The Daffodils. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they'd stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gaze and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
Wednesday, 3. Invitation. Reading. A woman came out of her house and saw three old men with long white beards sitting in her front yard. She did not recognize them. She said, "I don't think I know you, but you must be hungry. Please come in and have something to eat." "Is the man of the house home?" they asked. "No," she said, "he's out." "Then we cannot come in," they replied. In the evening, when her husband came home, she told him what had happened. "Go tell them I am home and invite them in." The woman went out and invited the men in. "We do not go into a house together," they replied. "Why is that?" she wanted to know. One of the old men explained. "His name is Wealth," he said, pointing to one of his friends, and said, pointing to another one, "He is Success, and I am Love." Then he added, "Now go in and discuss with your husband which one of us you want in your home." The woman went in and told her husband what was said. Her husband was overjoyed. "How nice," he said. "Since that is the case, let us invite Wealth. Let him come and fill our home with wealth." His wife disagreed. "My dear, why don't we invite Success?" Their daughter-in-law was listening from the other corner of the house. She jumped in with her own suggestion. "Would it not be better to invite Love? Our home will then be filled with love." "Let us heed our daughter-in-law's advice," said the husband to his wife. "Go out and invite Love to be our guest." The woman went out and asked the three old men, "Which one of you is Love? Please come in and be our guest." Love got up and started walking toward the house. The other two also got up and followed him. Surprised, the lady asked Wealth and Success, "I only invited Love. Why are you coming in?" The old men replied together, "If you had invited Wealth or Success, the other two of us would have stayed out. But since you invited Love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success."
Thursday, 4, Dead Rabbit. Reading. A guy comes home from work one day to find his dog with the neighbor's pet rabbit in its mouth. The rabbit is dead, and the guy panics. He thinks the neighbor is going to hate him forever, so he takes the dirty, chewed-up rabbit into the house and gives it a bath, dries its fur, and puts the rabbit back into the cage at the neighbor's house, hoping they will think it died of natural causes. A few days later, the neighbor is outside and asks the guy, "Did you hear that Fluffy died?" The guy stumbles around and says, No, what happened?" The neighbor replies, "We just found him dead in his cage one day. But the weird thing is that the day after we buried him, we went outside and someone had dug him up, gave him a bath, dried his fur, and put him back into the cage. There must be some real sick people out there."
Friday, 5, Flag Day. Flag Day is celebrated on June 14th in memory of the day in 1777 when the Continental Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes as the official flag of the United States. It is not an official national holiday, but the President proclaims a public Flag Day observance every year. In Pennsylvania, Flag Day is a legal holiday. On Flag Day, people in the United States display the flag on their homes, businesses, and public buildings. Some schools honor the flag with special programs that may feature discussions of the flag's origin and meaning. Many patriotic organizations hold parades and other Flag Day demonstrations. Flag Day was first officially observed in 1877 to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the selection of the flag. Congress requested all public buildings to fly the flag on June 14th of that year. Some people suggested that Flag Day be observed each year. Early leaders of campaigns to establish Flag Day as an annual national celebration included William T. Kerr of Pittsburgh and Bernard J. Singrand of Wabika, Wisconsin. In 1897, the governor of New York proclaimed a Flag Day celebration for the first time as an annual event in that state. President Woodrow Wilson established Flag Day as an annual national celebration in his proclamation issued on May 30, 1916. In 1949, President Harry S. Truman officially recognized June 14th as Flag Day by signing the National Flag Day Bill.